Today, these three players are after big bucks, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press you a lot. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Zamarkin.
Roddy, I thank you once again for the lovely intro, and welcome everybody to another edition of Press Your Luck. We're talking big bucks, and there's Rod in the flesh.
Hey. And what's of it?
What a guy, what a night, what a band.
Aloha.
There he is in all his splendor. We're going to talk big bucks today with a lot of players who are looking for big bucks, and let's meet him right now, starting with our first one, Ned Lobacher. How are you, Ned?
I'm fine, here it goes.
Good. Now, Ned, you evidently like to spend money, is that the story?
Well, you know, it just kind of flows out of my pocket all the time. I don't know.
So you're looking for something to get in the pocket.
Right, and keep it there,
that's
like a safety wallet type thing.
This is kind of a bank for you.
Yeah, bank.
All right,
bank
well, good luck to you, Ned.
All right,
good
thanks.
To have you with us. Our second player is Joanna Coker. How are you, Joanna?
Great. I'm great to be here.
Great. Now, Joanna, I understand you used to be a weather girl.
Yes,
in Utah.
I did.
Give us a little weather, Joanna.
Well, today on the north side, there's rain, and in the south, in Southern California, there's lots of sun and lots of money.
Very good, Joanna. I like that.
Thank you.
Very good. And you're looking for big bucks, and you came to the right place, Joanna. Our third player is our champ, Cindy Schwartz, with $15,516. Now, Cindy, if I recall, in the last show, you had, against two men, they both whammied out.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know, Ned and Joanna, be careful, but did you have any plans for all this money you've won?
I am going to have a bill-paying party.
All right. Well, let's see if there's more donations coming your way.
All
ready,
right.
Gang? Buzz and answer three spins, multiple choice, one spin. In the game of Monopoly, the three properties in red are Indiana, Kentucky, and what other Midwestern state? We were all rolling. It was good interviews. I had Rod, and it was nice. And then it just screeched to a halt, gang. I'll give it to you multiple choice. You guys ever play Monopoly?
Once in a while.
Okay, well, let's see if you get it. In the game of Monopoly, the three properties in red are Indiana, Kentucky, and what other Midwestern state is it? Illinois, Ohio, or Iowa, Ned?
Illinois.
Joanna, what do you say?
Illinois.
What do you say, Cindy?
Illinois.
Yeah, those red properties are Indiana, Kentucky, and Illinois. Ned, spin. Joanna, spin. Cindy, a spin. All right, back to the buzz-in mode. Are you ready?
Okay.
Lena the Hyena was the ugliest woman in Lower Slobovia in what comic strip? We got these off the MIT admissions test. I'll give it to you multiple choice. Lena the Hyena was the ugliest woman in Lower Slobovia in what comic strip? Little Abner, Dick Tracy, or Pogo, Ned?
Lil Abner.
What do you think, Joanna?
I guess Dick Tracy.
What do you think, Cindy?
Lil Abner.
Lena the Hyena was a character in Lil Abner. Yeah. Spin for Ned and spin for Cindy. Are you feeling in the buzz in
mood? A little bit.
We're getting there.
Okay, we'll see if you work yourself into it. What chemical substance is sometimes added to drinking water to help prevent cavities, Ned?
Fluoride.
Is it fluoride, chloride, or calcium, Joanna?
Fluoride.
What do you think it is, Cindy?
Fluoride.
To help prevent cavities, water should be laced with fluoride. Ned to five, Joanna to two, Cindy to three. Now you're in the mood, don't lose it, okay?
Okay.
What movie pulled in 8 Oscars this past March? Ned?
Amadeus.
Is it Amadeus, The Killing Fields, or Places in the Heart? Joanna?
Amadeus.
Cindy, what do you think?
Amadeus.
Those 8 Oscars were garnered by Amadeus. Ned to 8, Joanna to 3, Cindy to 4. You can turn those pins up. Stay there. We're coming right back after these words.
Tomorrow.
Last in the next round. That's important. You know about passing your remaining spins, and 4 whammies will put you out of the game. Remember, once you utter the words pass, spins are gone. You can't get them back. Are you ready, Joanna?
Yes,
3 spins. You're first.
Yay! Come on! I need some big bucks. Come on, big bucks. Stop!
stop at $650. Cheese spin, first place, Joanna. Here we go again.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Stop.
Stop at $550. That's $1,200. One more spin, first place. Stop at 100 in a spin. 1,300, you still have the one spin. You're going to go again.
Go.
All right.
Go. Go. Please. Come on. Let's go. Oh, I need you. Oh, please. Stop.
Stop at $750. $2,050, Joanna. Well done. Cindy, our champ with four big ones. Are you ready?
Come on, we are ready. Okay, come on. Let's do it again. Big bucks. No whammies and stop.
Stop and go back to space to $1,500. Three spins, second place, $550, less than Joanna.
Going. Okay, big bucks. Let's do it again. Big bucks, no whammies, and stop.
Stop at advanced two spaces, $750, $2,250, $200 more than Joanna. First place, Cindy.
Okay, we're going to go for it. We're going for it. Okay, big bucks, no whammies, big bucks. Mom, this one's for you, and stop.
Stop. That's your first whammy in two games so far.
It is,
well, not bad,
okay.
Cindy. You do have a spin left.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to go
for
it. Let's go. Okay, come on. Big bucks, 1,500. Let's go. Big bucks, no whammies, and stop.
Stop.
Hello, do you know me?
He's running up a charge on your bill, Cindy. No dollars, no dollars, no spins, two whammies. We now go over to Ned.
Oh,
spins.
He's got the bad side over here. Come on, let's get some big bucks now. Stop.
Stop at a whammy. All right. Seven left. Want to hit it again?
I'll hit it again.
There we go.
Let's go. Come on. Let's get some money coming my way. Or some big trips. Big trips. Stop.
Stop at $750. Second place. Six spins. Press your left four pass.
Start slow. We got to work up. Work up. Come on. Let's get some big bucks now and stop.
Stop at 200 more. That's $950. Five spins.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Press your pass, Ned.
Nothing but money coming my way. Now let's go. Big bucks and stop.
Stop at $300. That's $1,250. 800 less than Joanna, four spin.
Gotta go for the money, the big money, the top ones. Come on and stop.
Stop at 550. Right. That's $1,800. 250 less than Joanna, three spins, Ned.
Three spins? Oh, I'm going. For sure, I'm going. Let's go. All the way around. No whammies. Big bucks, stop.
Stop at $650. First place at $2,450. 400 more than Joanna. Two spins left, Ned. What are you gonna do?
I'm going.
All right.
I'm going. It's no contest here. Come on. Big bucks now and stop.
Stop at 200 more. That's $2,650. 600 more than Joanna. You have one spin left, Ned. What do you want to do with it?
I'm going to pass.
Pass it. Joanna, it's yours. You need 600 to tie him. You need more than that to get first place.
Okay, we're going to press my luck. Come on. Big bucks be on my side and stop.
Stop. Cindy Nolas, Ned, 2650, you have first place the advantage, and we're coming right back after these whites for a whole new round. Come on back. You guys did so well in round one. We're going to give you more questions in round two and see if you can come up with answers. And if they match, then we'll really have fun because you'll get spins. Are you ready? Here we go with the first one. According to that acerbic designer, Mr. Blackwell, what nighttime TV soap boasts two stars who look like a pair of burnt-out Christmas trees? You know, what concerns me is this is, well, it's a little bit of deja vu. Didn't we have this in round one? That's what I thought. I'll give it to you multiple choice. According to that acerbic designer, Mr. Blackwell, what nighttime TV soap boasts two stars who look like, quote, a pair of burnt-out Christmas trees? Is it Dallas, Dynasty, or Falcon Crest, Ned?
Dynasty.
Joanna, what do you think?
Repeat the choices, please.
Okay. Dallas, Dynasty, or Falcon Crest?
That's such a hard choice.
We can have a talk show about this.
Sure, why don't we? I'm going to try Dallas.
Okay. Cindy, what are you going to try? It's only a half hour
Falcon
show.
Falcon Crest.
You should have tried Dynasty. Because that's the right answer. A spin. I can see you guys hang on every word Mr. Blackwell utters. I certainly do. According to a recent survey reported in USA Today, was the cost of the average American hotel room $50, $60, or $70 per night? Cindy?
$50.
All right, is it 50, 60, or 70, Ned?
$50.
Joanna?
60.
Well, USA said that the average cost of a hotel room is $60 per night. Joanna gets a spin. I don't know. I usually stay in motels. I didn't say anything that bad. According to the wise advice, never judge a book by its... Ned?
Cover.
Is it cover, price, or author? Joanna?
Cover.
What do you think, Cindy?
Cover.
Never judge a book by its cover. Correct. Ned goes to 4, Joanna to 2, and Cindy gets a spin. It's the last one. It seems some things never change. What remains the number one beverage in jolly old... Joanna?
Coke.
In jolly old England. Is it Coke, coffee, or tea? Ned?
Tea.
Cindy, what do you think?
Tea.
That number one beverage in jolly old England is tea. And Ned goes to 5. Joanna stays at 2. Cindy goes to 2. And that's the last one. Blue Terry Stone's a big board. The rest of the money away from the whammy. Come on back to Big Bucks. Big bucks, over $100,000 up there, and that very board, Mexico City trips, and catamarans in London, and pianos in Miami, and all kinds of things, and you want to stay away from the whammy. What you want to do is walk very quietly past the cemetery and not wake those little demons, you know what I mean? Then you get big bucks. Sometimes they're not even home. I'm going to go check. Should I check and see if they're home?
No, just leave me. Just leave me.
Yeah, no, I have to check, Nick, because Joanna and Cindy asked me to find out if any whammies are home. Just a minute, let me find out. Anybody home?
What do you want?
No, I just wanted to see if the whammies were home.
Nobody's here.
Thank you. Just asked. Nice. They thought I was a Fuller Brush man. No, they're not there, so I don't know if they're there. Be very careful, okay? Ned, you're going to play Dallas 2650, and Joanna, you're first with 2 spins. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Here we go. Let's take it. Let's go. Let's go. Big bucks. I need you, big bucks. Come on, big bucks.
Stop at $500. One spin. 500, Joanna.
Whoa.
Do it again.
Come on, big bucks, bikini. I got my bikini pad. Come on, big bucks, and stop.
Stop at a sailboat. That's worth $1,379, $1,879. A good year and a nice hunk of money. Second place, Cindy, our champ, with 2 big spins.
Here we go. Make them count. Big bucks, big bucks. No whammies, and stop.
Stop.
Oh, my God.
Cindy, let's talk. In the meantime, the director will get a close-up of your face, and you have your own series soon.
Okay, in any event, is that a promise?
Promise. But I make that promise to all the pretty girls. You have 1 spin left, you have 3 whammies, 1 more whammy, and you'll be out of television for a while.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to go for it.
Okay, here we go. Big bucks.
All right, come on. Big bucks. Big bucks.
Stop at 7:15 to spin, still in the game, still 1 spin. Woo! Third place, Cindy. Want to go again?
Yeah, we're going again. Right. We're going again. Big bucks, come on, bigger bucks. No whammies, and stop.
Stop at 500 to spin, 12:50. You're right. Woo! 1 spin left, 3rd place, Cindy.
We're going for it, we're going for it. Okay, come on. Big bucks, big bucks. No whammies, and stop.
Stop, we'll go back 2 spins to 4,000 on the spin. Cindy. 250, first place, 1 spin left. You have about 3,600 more. to Ned. What do you want to do?
Pass it.
Goes to Ned. Yours, Ned. One you have to take. Here it comes.
Gonna take it, Dan. Come on, let's go for the board. Let's go for the big bucks. The big trips. And ready, stop.
Stop at $2,000. That's 46 for 50. 600 less than Cindy. Five spins. Press it up your back.
Going all the way. Go around a couple times. Let's go for the big bucks. Big bucks. And stop.
Stop at 500. That's 51.50. $100 less than Cindy. Four spins.
Dan, we've got four spins to go. We can use them up real good here. Bucks. I just love money and stop.
Stop at $500. First place. Nice to have an honest man up there, Ned. Loves money. 56.50, 400 more than Cindy. First place.
I'm just inching along here. Let's go for some big bucks here. Big one. 5,000. Ready? Stop.
Stop. Joanna has to learn to hide her emotions. She was already jump out of the chair and run around the set. It's the whammy. You have two, Ned. No dollars, two spins. It's a close game. Are you
two
ready?
Two spins? I'm going. I'm playing. Let's go. We'll get back in, and we're going to get back in. So let's play for the big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $1,250.
Okay.
Ned, here's your situation. $1,250, third place.
Third place.
You have $4,000 less than Cindy. That one spin is going to have to get you that. Or more, or something with an additional spin to stay in the game. If you're whammy, Cindy's the champ. If you get anything less than 4,000, Cindy's the champ. Are you ready?
I am playing.
Yes. Ned is playing. Cindy, are you ready?
Yes.
Big spin.
Big spin here. Life on the edge as we know it. Come on, big bucks with the spin. And ready, stop.
Stop at $1,400. It is not enough. And Cindy, you're the champ once again. $5,250, Cindy. And you know what? It's all in cash. That brings your total up. After yesterday's $13,516, your grand total of $18,766. Congratulations. You get to come back and do it again. Ned and Joanna, I thank you for being with us. We've got some nice prizes for you. You've been a real treat. And before we leave, I have a goodie from Bob Kenny of Carlsbad, California. Bob writes in, I'd like to be a contestant on Press Your Luck someday. Then I could meet the whammy. I'd love to make him pay. I'd choke his silly laughter and smash that mower, too. I'd make his plane run out of gas, then see what he can do. I'd pick up all my winnings and quickly run away. I'll bet when I get through with him, he won't forget that day. Now look out, Mr. Whammy, for someday we'll soon meet. And when I'm through with you, old man, I'll knock you off your feet. I hope so, Bob. Until next time, this is Peter Tamarkin saying thanks for pressing your luck. Bye-bye.
Tomorrow night, it's Gimme Games Monday. At 9, it's Match Game. At 9:30, Lingo. Then on GSN at 10, the World Series of Blackjack from Mohegan Sun.
This is hand-to-hand combat tonight.
It's a battle of wills as this young prodigy...
That's what I'm talking about.
Is that what you want?
Come on.
...tries to take down the Masters.
He loves it. Blackjack.
He's fearless.
Will a new order reign supreme?
This is going to be a classic battle.
At 9, it's Match Game, followed by Lingo. Then at 10, the World Series of Blackjack on GSN, the network for games.